Welcome back to Ottawa Now. A very ugly fixture of old Ottawa South is going to be demolished. Finally, I'm talking about the West Coast Video Shop that was gutted by a fire back in 2009. It was boarded up, and since then, it's just been sitting there, vacant. It's a derelict building. It's a real pockmark on that neighborhood in what is otherwise a pretty lovely community, a lively business area. And over the years, we've talked about it quite a bit. The community wanted it gone. The mayor himself even wanted it gone, complaining about it at times. I remember a couple years back when the city announced it was cracking down on abandoned buildings, and the mayor referenced this spot specifically. But until now, there really has been no progress or movement. Capital Ward Councillor Sean Menard knows all about this building. He promised to make progress on this as part of his 2014 campaign, and he joins us now. Councillor, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Christy.
So what happened that led to this development after all this time?
Well, the last few years, so my last election campaign in 2018, we talked a lot about this building. We had petitions out. We wanted to make sure that people were aware that something needed to change at the city. So the first thing we did was got a vacant building bylaw review started at the city. And that meant that the city was going to be starting to review their bylaws around vacant buildings across the city. We were hoping that they would look at examples like Hamilton and Winnipeg, where there's a much stronger bylaw for vacant buildings. So property owners have more incentive to get rid of them. Things like higher fees year after year if you keep it boarded up with no businesses. So that's ongoing. And so we were telling the owners, look, this is going to be coming out soon. It's going to give incentive for people to start moving buildings like this. And then the other thing we did was just started talking to them about the bylaw issues and all the complaints that were being made and the costs of ownership for them. And, eventually they came around to it and agreed. And we brought a motion to City Council to waive some of the fees associated with demolition. And they ended up saying that they were going to proceed forward. So soon we should see that building come down.
But it's only $113. I have a hard time believing after all this time it was $113 that stood between the city and this owner actually putting this issue to bed.
You're right. The demolition permit is that amount, but there is a couple other fees that we ended up waiving. And I think the biggest thing was we allowed for them to have just a simple site plan. Normally, if you demolish a building, you need a full site plan, what you're going to be putting in its place, the building that will be going up. In this case, it's just grass and boulders going in the meantime. And so that was allowed to take place, and they submitted that type of design. So people walking by there won't see that blight anymore, and you know that ownership group won't be paying for constant complaints to remove graffiti or, to clean up some of the garbage in the back or clear out animals that have been living in there. So they'll reduce their costs that way as well.
It is ugly, and I called it a pockmark earlier, so I'll acknowledge that. But the other thing that always struck me when I used to live down the road from this place was, man, what a lost opportunity, because it is such a lively neighborhood, and you think about all the different things that this property could become, and it was just sitting there.
Absolutely. In the election campaign, just a few years ago, we held an event there and we got kids to come out and write what they would like to see take its place. And right across the street is actually this place called Life of Pie. It's a fantastic pie shop. And so, you know, one kid wrote, let's turn this eyesore into a pie store, Pie District of Ottawa. So I'm all for that. I wouldn't mind seeing another pie store there, the business on the bottom, and maybe some mixed-use residential above.
So what actually happens realistically to the property now? What happens right away?
So at the end of October, fencing will go up around the building, and then it'll be demolished shortly after. We've made sure that they're doing pest control in there in advance of that. Once it comes down, some gravel and dirt will be put in for grass sod and boulders. And then after that, either the building owner will decide to develop it and put in an application, or they'll sell it to somebody else, which is probably the more likely outcome. And that person can decide to put in an application when they like, in line with the city's new official plan.
Are there a lot of animals living in the building?
There were recently. They've had pest control in just recently at our request. So. Really happy to see that occur because people were worried about, you know, things like rats and other animals going to other spots if the building was taken down. So they said they've taken care of that. They've got Enbridge approvals. They have city approvals now, and it's just a waiting game for for it to be demolished. I'm really happy to see this, and I'm happy the city is taking more action on the vacant building bylaw. Again, we really need to see improvements there. And just appreciate the community's involvement and advocacy and petition signing and letters they've written on this over the years. Glad to see it's getting done.
Just finally on that point, obviously West Coast Video had become infamous, but there are other buildings and there are even residential homes across the city where this is happening. What does that say to you about the way that our bylaws stand right now?
Yeah, I mean, our bylaw for vacant buildings is fairly weak compared to other municipalities. The other thing is that just recently, you could actually benefit from having your building vacant because there was a tax write-offs as well and tax incentives. So you wouldn't have to pay the full property tax on your building if you could prove it was vacant. That has recently been phased out in the last few years. So now you're paying the full property tax value of the building. There's no percentage off. And hopefully that starts to encourage people to redevelop. But this new vacant bylaw, this one will be the one that should be coming forward in 2022. It's my hope. And that'll be the one that we see if we can get encouragement for people, incentive for these building owners to put in business, put in residential, and not just have vacant buildings, because these exist right across the city, as you say.
Councillor Menard, on an entirely different note, this afternoon we just heard from the province and they were talking about the vaccine certificate program and the ins and outs, the nitty-gritty details, if you will, on exactly how things are going to work. And the one thing they were asked about was, will police forces be reassigning people to deal with enforcement? Because they suggested if businesses were getting a hard time, like a gym or a restaurant, what have you, then they should just call 911 and police officers will come. But the province said it's up to individual police forces to enforce the vaccine certificate program. So I wanted to get your reaction to that remark. Does Ottawa have the resources to manage that?
Well, that sounds like it would be a fairly large undertaking, much like when we saw the border being closed down for many of the patrons that were going across the border. The cost of the police service and our budgets was heavy at that time. There was discussion about reimbursing for that. In this case, we've also had bylaw that were, in the parks as well, and that was costing a lot, too, to enforce provincial mandates. Even though we might have been okay with open space, green space as a municipality, those were provincial directives. So there certainly have been reimbursements for some of those costs of the province so far. I'd expect if they're looking for authorities to do that work, they'd have to reimburse it. That would be the expectation,
I think it's going to cost quite a bit of money.
Well, it would be expensive if they're going to be enforcing it that way. Absolutely.
Councillor Menard, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks, Christy.
Capital Ward Councillor Sean Menard joining us on Ottawa Now.